That's correct. There are far too many treasures in your religious traditions to abandon them. The future of humanity with regard to religion is not about desertion, but dissection. Not about rejection, but rejuvenation.
So religion will not disappear from the face of the earth.
On the contrary, it will be more ubiquitous than ever. And alongside religion will stand a new form of human expression of the impulse toward the divine, an expression that will not be rooted in codified text and teachings, but in the moment-to-moment experience of each person sincerely seeking God.
Well, how will this happen? I mean, who's going to bring it about, and how can I help if I want to?
It'll begin through the process of waking up. That will be the first step. Many people will suddenly awaken. All will add to the creation of critical mass around the idea that there must be another way.
Yes, I can see that as the one-line message of the wake-up movement. There must be another way. There must be another way to do religion. There must be another way to do politics and governance. There must be another way to do business with each other, to educate our children, to have relationships. There must be another way to live our lives, a way that makes sense, a way that works. There must be another way.
There is. It'll be called the new spirituality, and it will extend into all areas of life, not just religion, because there is no area of your life that is not a demonstration of what you deeply believe about life itself. Politics is your spirituality demonstrated. Economics is your spirituality demonstrated. Education is your spirituality demonstrated. Relationship is your spirituality demonstrated. Sexuality is your spirituality demonstrated. Your life is your spirituality demonstrated. As more and more of you embrace tomorrow's God and practice the new spirituality, more and more of you will be calling more of what you see all around you unacceptable. Not because it is wrong, but because it simply is not who you are and who you now choose to be, neither individually nor as a society.
What you're saying is that humanity will begin losing patience with itself.
It's already doing so.